You're the Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice.
You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets!
With Garrett Daly.
Garrett, good afternoon and welcome back from rainy Cannes, as you told us
last Saturday.
Are you recovered?
I am recovered. So there's some news from Cannes, actually. Terrence Malick had the premiere of his World War II drama there, A Hidden Life.
How'd that go down?
Yeah, it went down really well, and it's actually been picked up for quite a staggering amount of money. $14 million, it seems, has been picked up for release, and Fox Searchlight have picked up, and they're of course under the Disney banner now.
So
they've picked up the US rights and some other territories as well. It played in competition, but it centres on an Austrian farmer who became a conscientious objector and refused to serve for Adolf Hitler before being imprisoned for his actions. The movie is, will I suppose now be kind of positioned in an Oscar window, no doubt.
So sort of like the Hacksaw Ridge type story.
Yes. Yeah. And it'll get a robust theatrical release now on the back of that as well.
Kind of looking forward to seeing that one now. A movie to series.
Yeah, this is True Lies. So do you remember this movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis? I suppose just a reminder of the storyline in that. Schwarzenegger played a secret agent in the film who struggles to sort of find the right balance between his work and his family life. And he has to lie to his wife about his professional activities.
Right, yes.
And yeah, I really enjoyed it. James Cameron directed the movie. One of those sort of great action picks from the 90s. Anyway, it's heading to a TV screen near us, probably not anytime soon because it's in development at the moment. And this is the filmmaker Mac G who's actually putting this together, and he's pitching it to the Disney Plus streaming service. Now, he's had a relationship before with some of James Cameron's work. I think he took the reins of Terminator Salvation at one point, and it seems that the blessing has been given by Cameron to basically do this adaptation, to sort of put it together and to make the pitch. No word as to whether, say, any of the original cast would be in it, or is it a prequel or a sequel or anything like that.
A few cameos might be nice.
A few cameos would be nice. But yeah, if you think about this sort of concept for the series, they could probably take it anywhere.
Yeah, okay. Now, Keanu Reeves, we have seen him back as John Wick and he's returning once again.
Yeah, this is sort of not surprising, or is it? I suppose when you look at the figures, you begin to realise, no, it's not surprising at all, because we've had the third John Wick movie released and Lionsgate have announced that Keanu Reeves will return once again for John Wick Chapter 4, and they've set a release date as well, May 21st, 2021. So the first film opened in October 2014, $14.4 million. The second in February 2017, it went up, it made $30.4 million, and then the third last week, well, it has jumped to $56 million. So they've decided, and the reviews
Well,
there you go. The reviews have been getting good as it's gone along. So they're also pursuing, I think, a spin-off series as well called The Continental. But no word yet as to whether that will go into production just yet.
All right. You have a sequel for us?
Yeah, this is a sequel to a movie that just came out recently in the US called After. It's a sort of steamy adult romantic thriller. It's based on Anna Todd's best-selling novels, which started out on a fan fiction website, Wattpad. And the film grossed over $52 million at the box office from a budget of $14 million. So, sequel,
yes, of course.
And it has opened, actually, at number one in 17 markets. Now, the story of the first follows a daughter and a loyal girlfriend to her high school sweetheart who enters her first semester in college, where she meets a dark and mysterious Hardin Scott, a brooding rebel who makes her question all she thought she knew about herself and what she wants out of life. So Josephine Langford and Hero Fiennes Tiffin are set to reprise their roles as Tessa and Hardin in the second film. Todd has penned the script for the sequel, but no word as yet if the director of the original movie, Jenny Gage, is returning.
Okay, a computer game move.
This isn't a surprise, actually. Sony Interactive Entertainment has announced the formation of PlayStation Productions. So this is a production studio devoted to adapting best-selling Sony video game titles into film and television production. So they've set this up at the Sony lot in Culver City. The hope is, I suppose, to begin developing and producing these features in-house. Look at their catalogue. I mean, they've over 100 original properties, including Uncharted, God of War, Metal Gear Solid, and Infamous. So you can see that they have plenty to sort of draw on. And when you have IP like that, you've got a ready-made audience. That's not a surprise.
What's happening over at Amazon Studios?
Well, they, at the Cannes Film Festival, they've been busy snapping up rights. They've acquired the global rights to Joseph Gordon-Levitt's terrorist drama, 7500. Now, this movie is Levitt playing a co-pilot of a plane that has been hijacked by terrorists. The title actually refers to the code 75000, which a pilot uses in the event of a hijacking.
Oh, okay.
So the code is designed to sort of silently alert air traffic controllers to the situation without tipping off the hijacker. German director Patrick Vollrath wrote the screenplay. It's actually his full-length feature debut following his 2015 Academy Award nominated short Everything Will Be Okay. This is the sort of second deal that Amazon have done. They bought Les Miserables as well. This is the film loosely based on the Victor Hugo novel of the same name.
Okay, you have some casting news for us. Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson, people will remember from Dawson's Creek way back and The Affair more recently.
Yes.
Well, he's been cast as the male lead in a Hulu series called Little Fires Everywhere. The series is based on a 2017 bestseller of the same name and follows the sort of intertwined fates of the picture-perfect Richardson family. It's got a really good cast in it. Reese Witherspoon,
great.
Kerry Washington, Rosemary DeWitt, all starring in it. The project is actually from Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine production studios, and she will be executive producing alongside Washington as well. Joshua Jackson himself is actually going to be seen in Ava DuVernay's limited series for Netflix about the Central Park Five, When They See Us. So we'll
very
watch out
good
for that.
Now, good news this week through Screen Ireland and female focused schemes.
Yes, this is the Screen Ireland POV point of view scheme. It's a female focused scheme which will see four projects enter production for its inaugural year, and this is an attempt obviously to achieving the 50-50 gender parity with the Irish screen industry. So the selected projects: Noel, written by Elizabeth Gooch and directed by Lisa Mulcahy, who did The Legend of Longwood. It Is In Us All is written and directed by Antonia Campbell Hughes. That's going into production as well. Sunlight, written by Alva Keoghan and directed by Claire Dix. And also You Are Not My Mother, written and directed by Kate Dolan, to be produced by Deirdre Levin. So we look forward to those productions that will be going into shoots later this year.
Fantastic. Congrats to all there. Now, there would have been a lot of pitching going on at Cannes, but pitching time for the Galway Film Flaw now, Gareth.
Yeah, so the Film Flaw will be coming up in July. So anybody that's interested in doing pitching, they have this sort of pitching competition.
It's a great idea, I think,
enter. Yeah, and you just have to come up with a 500 word written pitch, and you've got to be able to do that sort of elevator pitch as well to be able to convince people.
Good training.
Winner, yeah, and the winner gets announced at the award ceremony, and they'll receive a cash prize of €3,000 as well. So that is nice. So anyway, there's deadlines coming up if you are interested in it. Friday 30th of May is the first deadline. The entry fee is €40. There's a late deadline for Friday, June 7th. Anyway, if you go to galwayfilmfla.com, you'll get all the information there.
Fantastic. Let's come to new releases. We spoke about this last Saturday, Gareth, because of course it had its premiere at Cannes and it's doing extremely well. Let's take a musical listen to Rocket Man. Yeah, that is certainly the big release this weekend, Rocketman, which I thoroughly enjoyed. We're bopping away to that. I know, bopping away here.
Now, I've not seen it yet, but everyone was talking about it in Cannes because of, I suppose, the impact that it had.
Yeah.
It was just one of those big events that was there. But look, a really good cast in this. I mean, Taron Egerton to be able to sing as well as he does.
To sing it so well. He just really encapsulates it. And we spoke about the costumes as well last week. I mean, it's brilliantly done. And it's a full-on unapologetic musical.
You were worried that it might be forgotten when the awards come around.
Yeah, but, I wonder. It's early in the year.
Yeah, I think, look, we've seen it with Bohemian Rhapsody, how it manages to kind of, you know, do well, fans going to see it, and with Dexter Fletcher directing this as well.
Who'll they do next?
I'd say they're just scrambling. Could you imagine in Cannes all the pitches that were going on? We want to do this musical. We want to do this one.
No, it's well worth seeing. Disney's back with Aladdin.
Yes, Will Smith leading the cast in this one. And Guy Ritchie, which was an interesting choice as a director to sort of put in control of this. What was it, 1992, since we had the last version, which was super, Robin Williams as the genie. But Will Smith actually leading at this time. And, you know, big release for Disney, who've got a lot coming up in the next while.
Yeah.
And we've also, I mean, it's kind of a good selection of movies because there's an animated fun as well for The Secret Life of Pets 2. This is a really good story. It continues the story of Max and his pet friends. They've brought Harrison Ford in this time to add to the voices as well. So that's a good choice between Rocketman, Aladdin and The Secret Life of Pets 2.
And what TV movie are you picking for us
this
weekend? Yes,
something very different to all of those. It's Magic Mike, which is on. Yes.
Wouldn't have expected that.
There you go. Channing Tatum, Matthew McConaughey starring in this one. It's about a male stripper who's the star attraction in a nightclub, teaches a talented young dancer the tricks of the trade while also introducing him to a hedonistic world. The veteran performer falls for his sister but finds his wild lifestyle comes between them. Steven Soderbergh directing this movie. It was not what people thought it was, but if you've not seen it, worth checking out. T.G. Cahir at 10 past 10
tonight. Great stuff. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.